It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Bocconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check them out. They are a small business that is family-owned and operated, and the most delicious pizza on this planet Earth. Check out Bocconi's, and they have a website at www.bocconi's, B-R-A-C-O-N-I-S. com. They have a north side of Naperville location and a south side for all you south siders, but they deliver outside of Naperville too, so check them out at bocconis.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Naperville Park District. They provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life for our community. To check out a handful of fun, family fun events, check out the Naperville Park District at their website at www.napervilleparks.org, or you can give them a call at 630-848-5000. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. First Command Financial Services, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958. Give them a call at 630-756-0193. Ask for Dan or Adam, or you can check out their website at firstcommand.com. Divine Beauty Luxe Spa, your spray tanning experts with answers to all of your sunless questions. Check them out at divinebeautyluxspa.com. NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at just $19 a month, and the Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NapervilleAlarm.com. Sullivan's Steakhouse. Sullivan's offers guests a unique Naperville Steakhouse experience with delicious food, fun cocktails, and live music. Check out SullivansSteak.com. Arthur Murray danced in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at www.877-GET-LIMO. Check out 877-GET-LIMO.com. And when you get through to them, say hello to Mario for me. Innovative Orthodontic Centers, enhancing smiles for life. Check out orthocenters.org or give them a call for a free consultation at 630-848-6960. DuPage Credit Union, for more than 50 years, DuPage Credit Union has been committed to member services. They look forward to serving your financial interests. Check out DuPageCU.com. DuPage Credit Union invites you to recycle old electronics, shred documents, and shop their yard sale on Friday, June 27th during their drive drafting event in Naperville. All proceeds will be used to purchase school supplies for local students in need. For details, event location, or to make a donation, visit DuPageCU.com. That's DuPageCU.com. The Straw Team Remax of Naperville, serving the western suburbs for over 18 years and lifelong area residents. Contact Brian and Chris Straw at thestrawlteam.com if you're buying, selling, or looking to rent a home. And finally, the Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours, which has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Wow. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. Sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. I got you.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show I like to call it, that airs Every Thursday morning, live from 9:30 until 10:30, I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning into The Good Show, where every week, you know, I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And I do welcome your calls, so give me a call. The number to call in is 347-945-7215. That number again is 347-945-7215. We are broadcasting live out of Naperville, Illinois. We're a suburb just southwest of Chicago, so this is a Chicago show, but you can hear it anywhere in the world. And I want to do a shout out to all my listeners in Roma, Italy, and those in Arizona and Colorado and Springfield, Illinois. I appreciate all your comments about the show and posts on my Facebook page. It's really nice to know that my kids are not the only ones listening to me. We do have lots of good guests on the show today, and we'll get to all of them soon. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, The Good Show on Internet Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio Network, Slam Internet Radio Network, 89.9 FM in Chicago, and WCKG in Chicago. Hey, what's the good word, everybody out there? What's the good word? That's what my dad used to say to me. And I'd be like, oh, geez, Dad. Does it always have to be good? Now I get it. I get it, Dad. This week, not a good week for golf. I only went out once. But wait, I shouldn't be complaining. But it wasn't that good of a week. Not like last week. Went out three times. Can you believe that? Ooh, I'm kind of spoiled. You know, I told you I'm kind of a golf addict. But this week we went out Monday. We were guests of Laura and Chuck Bokar. They invited us to the Naperville Chamber of Commerce golf outing. That was Monday. Not a bad way to spend a Monday, you know, on the beautiful White Eagle golf course, although I wasn't swinging very well. But I kept saying to myself, hey, this is a Monday. This is a Monday. Not bad for a Monday. And we were lucky. We were the afternoon group. It was a scramble. So we were the afternoon scramble group, and we didn't have any rain, thank God. And it actually turned out to be the most beautiful day, but it was steaming hot out there for sure. A little tricky when you can't put your golf cart on the fairway. You can't ride it on there with the, you know, when it being all wet and all that. So a lot of running around, a lot of chasing balls, but it was a good time. So I want to say thanks to Chuck and Laura for inviting us. It was a great way to spend a Monday. Thank you guys so much. Last night, 3 hours of dancing, my friends. Arthur Murray, man, they're really working me. Oh, no. We had such a great time there, but I missed the last 2 weeks of dance class, so I had to do some catching up. But I just love them. They push me, and they make me do things that I'm not sure I'm capable of doing, but I end up doing it anyway. And it's a great dance studio, and they are sponsors of the show, and I'm thrilled about that. But they really do an amazing job in teaching, and we're getting ready for a dance show, a competition in August 6th to be exact. It's going to be at the Castle in downtown Chicago. Do you remember it used to be called the Excalibur? I don't know if some of you remember that place, but this is a place in Chicago, August 6th. It's a big event, and Arthur Murray is putting it on, and I'll be dancing at it, so I will give you more details on that. But put the date on your calendar for August 6th. And speaking of Arthur Murray, they're going to have a summer guest this Friday, June 27th from 8 until 10. Going to be held at their Naperville studio off of Route 59. You need an RSVP for this. There are a lot of people coming to this, but they have a humongous studio, so there's plenty of room for everybody. And what a night they're going to have planned. Wine, hors d'oeuvres, dance demonstrations, a group class, a really fun evening all night long. So come on out, bring the family, friends, coworkers, everybody. This is a great, great night at Arthur Murray. It's their annual summer guest party. So come on out for that. RSVP by calling 630-355-6240. I'm going to be there. I'm going to stop by there despite the fact that my feet are killing me today. It doesn't always take long to recover. And, you know, it's you love something, you do it anyway, right? Isn't that how it goes? Anyway, all right. Grand Central Station over here. Last night, again, we had four extra girls in the house, so about eight girls ranging in age from 9 to 15. So as you can imagine, lots of giggles and silliness that went on all night long. And, of course, I'm up until almost 1 in the morning with that noise, lovely noise. But I love it. That's what summer's about, right? my 18-year-old son, Jimmy, of course, he stayed away. Do you blame him? He stayed as late as he could at his friend's house. So, but, you know, he's used to it. He adores his sisters. He does. But, yeah, he resorted to the man cave over at his friend's house. I think he was at Trevor's. Was it Trevor or Landon, Jimmy? I'll have to ask him. He's still sleeping. All right, well, this is The Good Show on Blog Talk Radio, 89.9 FM, WCKG, and Slam Internet Radio. We have a lot of great guests on today. You know, the Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsoring Rib Fest in Naperville, July 3rd through the 6th at Knott Park in Naperville. And I'm really excited because Seventh Heaven is going to be there. It's one of my favorite local bands. Love and Theft, great country band. George Thorogood is going to be there, Mr. Blotto, the Henningsons, the Bodines are going to be there, and on and on and on. They have amazing, amazing bands and singers and performers coming. Million Dollar Quartet is going to be there. This is all July 3rd through the 6th at Knott Park. And yours truly, Dolly McCarthy, the Dolly McCarthy Show, will be there giving you live feature reports from the festival. We're going to be highlighting the best of RibFest, from the ribbers to the kids and the families, all the way to this. My live reports will be streaming on social media, so you won't be able to miss them if you're checking Facebook or Twitter. Or if you want to check out RibFest's website, Naperville RibFest, check it out. Check out their website. You'll see my reports on there to see what's going on at RibFest this year and all the fun things that you can partake in or that you're missing if you're not in town. Some people are out of town. They miss it. Can you imagine? I can't imagine missing RibFest in Naperville. It's been 20 years that I've been going to this festival every year, and it's better and better. And it's all about the kids. It's all about supporting the kids. And, you know, they have a handful of non-for-profits that they support with RibFest. And one of them, one of my favorite charities, and it's based in Naperville, is called Naperville Cares. And I have Janet Derrick, who is the executive director of Naperville Cares, on the line. We're going to talk to her right now about what's going on with Naperville Cares. 15 years, Janet, of Naperville Cares.
I know, and I've been here for 12 of them.
Wow. Well, good morning. Thanks for coming on the show, Janet.
Well, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We're glad you could come by again. You've been on the show before, but, you know, it's always good. We have new listeners every week. We add new listeners, so it's always good to put the word out again about what Naperville Cares is all about. So let's start with that. What is Naperville Cares exactly?
Well, like you said, we've been in the community for 15 years, and what we do is we help local families in financial crisis meet their essential needs by providing emergency financial support and resources. And so how we do that is we do a very detailed application with them. So someone who's facing, say they find they can't pay their rent or their utility bill, they come to CARES, they do an application, and then we partner with, over the course of 15 years, we have very strong collaborative partnerships with basically all the congregations in Naperville, the social service agencies that serve the community, the government agencies. And we try to find government money first, but especially when we come to homeless prevention funds, those funds have been drastically cut from the state and the federal government. So it's really relying on private agencies to do that. So essentially what we do is we help keep people in the housed. We prevent homelessness here in the community. And we, you know, do that mostly with volunteers. We have a very small staff here. It's myself and two part-time people. So most of the program services are done with volunteers. So we offer that sort of calming voice on the other phone. People are come to us very distressed, and hopefully we put a lot of resources to bear. The collaborative nature of us, you know, like I said, we've been here 15 years, so we've been able to provide about $2.7 million of assistance, with $1.7 coming from CARES, but $1 million coming from the community. So we're almost, you know, be able to match our own funding because the agencies and the congregations know we do such a detailed process. So we're able to put a little more money to bear to get people over that hump, and then hopefully, you know, they don't need to come back to us for assistance.
Yeah. I know, Janet, congratulations, first of all, 13 years with Naperville Cares. You've been there since it started, practically. But so congratulations to you and all the hard work you do. It's you were you worked in corporate sales before this, so you were out
yep.
there making the big bucks, working hard, and
right.
you know, enjoying the corporate lifestyle. But then you retired, and you decided to stay home with your boys.
Yeah,
I remember you telling me this story, and at the time they were in grade school, and then you started volunteering for CARES, and then that kind of evolved into eventually being on the board and then the executive director. So you've been there since practically the beginning. Tell us, how has Naperville CARES evolved, and RibFest, specifically RibFest's role in supporting CARES throughout the years? Are you guys a beneficiary of RibFest every year?
Yes, we are. Yeah, the Exchange Club has been a big supporter of ours. So we provide, and it's a great event. People should go to RibFest, and understanding that the money raised there all goes back to the community. So they have been a phenomenal supporter of ours, and we provide volunteers. So we usually work in the sponsor tent. Dawn Portner is she's the outgoing president, and she's always been running the sponsor tent. So we work with her group. We provide 30 volunteers. July 3rd, we're working. So if you're in the sponsor tent, come and say hello. And then we have another group from the Notre Dame Club. They supply some volunteers. They work the gate for us. And then I've worked a couple of times, you know, through Neuqua Valley. They have some paid slots, so we've kind of coordinated some paid slots for Lori Brenneman and her group over there. The Exchange Club also pays for some volunteers, you know, mostly kids groups. So, you know, we probably get about 60 volunteers for them, which is great since we only have 60 volunteers here. So we help support them. They need about 4,000 volunteers to run this event. So they do come to the
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
It's
amazing that they have to coordinate all that.
Yeah, and it's amazing
yeah.
how volunteers are coordinating this. All thousand, how many? 4,000 volunteers.
4,000 volunteers they need. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is just amazing how they do that. The dedication and I don't know how they. I just it's just mind boggling. I can't imagine.
Well, and you know, I think people,
the coordinating
you know, like.
Of it.
And they've had, you know, they've had changes to the event. They try to add new things. And, you know, I think and they do such a great job with the music and stuff and the food. I think people do lose sight that this is a huge fundraiser. You know, $600,000 went back to the community last year. So people need to keep that in mind when they go there to say, wow, this is I'm helping, I think it was 55 agencies they provided funding for last year. So it's really important. And it's a really, really important event, so people shouldn't lose sight on that. It's probably one of the biggest fundraisers here in the community.
Yeah. And I don't think they do, because that fest gets bigger and bigger every
yeah.
year. And not only do people come from far and wide to get to those ribs, but the entertainment every year is top
right.
notch. And this year they've got amazing bands, like I mentioned in the earlier in the show, Love and Theft, George Thorogood, Bo Dean. And Mr. Blotto, Seventh Heaven, all of these bands are also very much aware of where the money goes. So they come and they commit their time to RibFest, to the Exchange Club, because they know that the money is going into the pockets of Naperville CARES, groups like Naperville CARES. So it's a great weekend. It's a great way to spend time with the family. And they have lots of entertainment. And I'm going to be out there doing some reports with Janet. I hope I run into you.
We'll be July 3rd. We'll be
camera.
In the sponsor tent. Yeah, it's fun. I drive up to work through West Street, and you can see the tents going up. It's always kind of exciting. I'm sure the people running it. I know many of the people on the committees there. They get nervous because now they're only a week away. So it's kind of exciting.
Okay, I'm going to quickly throw out there that you have a picnic that's being planned for Sunday, September 14th. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that is actually we're going to be honoring our founders and our big, our donors that have been supporting us for 15 years. So we have a picnic there, and then we have a community breakfast. Actually, this is our first time that we're calling a breakfast for a cause on October 16th. That's going to be hosted by Our Saviors, and that is really we're going to be talking about the need for an agency. We have a speaker coming in. Need for an agency like CARES. I think people. And even in the state government, think DuPage County is a very wealthy community, which we are, and is Naperville, but our poverty rate has doubled, and there is a need for organizations like Naperville CARES. So we're going to be talking to the community about educating them a little bit more about the stories out there of people that are fairly isolated in the community and who could use a friendly conversation and connection to the community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're really looking forward to being able to supply that information to them. So, yeah,
well,
so we have lots.
Great.
And we have Toasting for a Cause will be November 3rd, so we have a bunch of things coming up.
Well, we're going to have you back on, and
we appreciate
those dates, and we will post that on our social media. All the things that Naperville Cares is doing. I love what you guys are doing. You're one of my favorite charities out here, Janet, and I just admire you so much. So thanks for everything that you're doing, and thanks for coming by the show.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Dolly. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manal Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
Love and Money, one of my favorite local bands. They're going to be performing, or playing, I should say, June 28th. That's this Saturday night at Potter's in downtown Naperville from 8 until close. Don't miss that show. Love and Money, that was them singing Hello, Dolly. Love those guys. When Naperville had Dolly McCarthy Day back in March, I'm still so embarrassed to say this, but yeah, it was Dolly McCarthy Day back in March. It's only once. People ask me, hey, are we going to be celebrating Dolly McCarthy Day every year? No, it was just once. It was so sweet of the mayor to do that. But Love and Money, the sweetest band on this earth, came up with that song, and they sent me a recording. So I got to play it once in a while for them. And like I said, they are a fun, lively, entertaining band, and they're going to be performing again this Saturday night, June 28th at Potter's in downtown Naperville. So check them out.
The Kankakee Valley Park District presents Barbecue Fest 2014 featuring
38 Special. Vanilla Ice. Dustin Lynch.
Cranks, attack.
And women like about a pickup man.
And John Hardy.
July 10th through 12th at River Road Park in Kankakee. Brought to you by Century Bank, Pepsi, Miller Lite, and the Kankakee County Visitors Bureau. Order tickets at 815-939-1311. For more details, log on to kbpd.com.
It's the Dolly McCarthy, Show.
Hey, everybody. We're back. This is Dolly McCarthy. We have a very, very special... Hey, everybody. We're back. This is Dolly McCarthy. Oh. And we have a very, very special guest today on the show, the legendary classic country music singer today. We got the real... On the show. The real Joe Dipp. Oh, the legendary classic country music singer. We got... All right. I have to confess, that's my Joe Diffie interview. Yeah, we got a little recording problem there. But guess what? Don Barnes from 38 Special.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, I am so very honored to have with me today on the show. We're going to be talking to an iconic rock and roll figure. He's an American. He's an American, of course. He's an American. We're so proud of American.
I've always been American. I couldn't be anything else, you know.
Don Barnes from 38 Special. So glad to have you on the show today. Really, really glad. 4 decades together, 38 Special, and they're going to be coming to a town near us in Kankakee for the barbecue festival there.
That's right,
Illinois.
Four decades. I think we started. We were like embryos. That's our story, and we're sticking with it, right?
Is that just okay? We'll stay with that. I was just going to ask you, how old were you when you're the original band member? You started this,
yeah,
band, right?
Yeah, well, I'm to blame. Well, Donnie Van Zandt and I, our Donnie Van Zandt and myself started it back when, and we played in about 10 or 12 other bands before 38 Special, you know, neighborhood bands. And you know, guys would fall along the wayside and wouldn't show up for rehearsal, and you kept, bands would fall apart. You'd play a few clubs or a few gigs, and then, you know, so it was really tough to get some steamroll going, you know, get some steam up there. So we finally gathered guys from other bands that were good players, and this guy from this band and all that. So we put them together, and we gave our mission statement that we were serious about this. We're staying in there and, you know, show up for rehearsal every night, and it was 6-7 hours of rehearsal every night for years. I mean, Yeah, I mean, I don't really highly recommend it because you're going to starve for about 10 years. So, you know, but Jacksonville, Florida was a Navy town. It was all these sailors' clubs. There were 4 naval bases there, so there's a lot of sailors' clubs. So every Southern rock guy from Dwayne Allman to Greg Allman to Ronnie Van Zandt, all the Skinner guys played sailors' clubs at 15 years old. You make $150 a week, you know, it's big money for 15. And we learned all the popular songs of the day. We all played, you know, these for sailors, and it taught you a lot about the craft of songwriting and how the graph goes as far as the, you know, opening and the actual sections of a song. A section, a little ramp that goes up the chorus, and a B section, and a bridge, and just all these things. And so you kind of learned the foundation, the fundamentals of what songs, what makes a hit song and gets on the radio. And then you get cocky and you think, well, I can write my own songs now. And that's when you go star for the next 10 years. So it's not really something I highly recommend. You know, we were a little too stubborn to quit, I guess, you know.
And I bet it was too much fun, a lot of fun. 6 hours of rehearsals, though. Do you guys still rehearse these days? Or do you get on stage just comes naturally?
Yeah, it's been it's a little less now because we do have all those songs ingrained in our head. So, you know, we put some new material. You know, like today, this year we have a brand new show, so we had to go into rehearsals and put a medley together of the secondary songs from movies and all these things that you know, we want to make sure that people hear their favorite song, whether it was Revenge of the Back to Paradise from the Revenge of the Nerds movie or something, you know. So we have to put all these things, and they all join together. So everything is ramped together. There's not, you know, people are, they're going crazy over one song, and as they're applauding, that the next hit is happening. So it just goes all the way through, and, you know, it's a real ride, and people are, it's just, like I said, we look at it as a graph. You start real big, and you climb, and you get to about the middle, and then you give the audience a little bit of room, a little space to breathe for a second, and then you keep ramping it up, and a big finish, and, you know, everybody's exhausted, and we're exhausted along with them, so it's kind of like some other activities you can probably guess. So, you know.
Oh, boy. All right. Hey, are the 4 guys going to be there in Kankakee next month, July 11th, Friday night, 10 o'clock? Vanilla Ice is opening for you guys. How do you feel about that? Vanilla Ice.
I don't know how to feel about it. That was our first time, our first foray, but I hear he's a good guy, and he's out there, and you know, hey, God bless him for still, you know, working and making a living. But we still do 100 cities a year, every year. So, you know, it's a great job to bring that kind of joy to people. And you know, we joke around it and say, yeah, hey, beat Hanging Sheetrock. You know, we did that too a long time ago.
You guys still now? Are the original guys still in the band? I know that some have come and gone, and then come back again. Including yourself, right? Yeah, exactly.
And then there's some guys who were, like, people say the new guys, they've been there 25 years, you know, so it's all, it's been a kind of a revolving thing, but, it, you know, it's always been about 100% presentation, big explosive attitude, and it's a celebration of that kind of brotherhood and the camaraderie. And people can see, the audience, they can see that we're out there to have a good time and give them a good time. It's never any of that complacency where older bands might, you know, sit in chairs or whatever they do. I don't know, but we go out there to triumph every night. We make it a victory every night, and we're high-fiving each other after it's over because, you know, we feel like it's a big success. We try to make it a success every night, everybody's happy when we leave town. All the caterers, all the buyers and promoters, audience, everybody's happy. So that's why we're still here after all this time, Dolly.
I think that's why. Don, you know, even in your voice, I can hear it. You want everybody to have a good time. Are you having fun up there, too? Do you guys still have
a
blast
every
night you play?
I'm telling you, we get to go and crank a guitar up a 10 and a big amp. You can be 19 years old again. It really is. It's fun.
Timeless, that's for sure.
I'm sorry, all those songs mean so much to us. They came from real life experiences, you know. In a nutshell, Hold On Loosely was about a bad marriage I'd gone through way back then, and I told a songwriting partner, a friend of mine, I said, songwriting is a kind of an insecure thing, and you have to write 1,000 songs to maybe lucky enough to publish 80 or so, you know. So I said, what do you think about this title? I said, what is it with people that can't seem to, you know, give each other room to breathe and space to be themselves and celebrate their differences and that kind of thing? I said, what do you think about the Hold On Loosely? And he went, oh, yeah, but don't let go. That was the first thing he said out of his mouth, and it was the greatest couplet, the greatest bookend for it. Hold On Loosely, but don't let go. And that was it, and we were off to the races.
That is one of my all-time favorite songs. And I've heard Jim Peterick, who was one of the songwriters of that song, sing it at a couple charity events that I've been to, and it's still one of my all-time favorite. Caught Up in You, Rocking Into the Night. You guys have so many great songs.
We wrote a lot of those songs at Jim Peter's kitchen table. I told him, you never wanted to feed me, but we wanted to work there all the time. He's a great guy. He's my brother from another mother, as they say, you know.
Well, is he going to be performing with you guys on stage?
Once in a while he'll step up there, and once in a while if he has a free night. You know, he's with the Ides and Marks and has his world stage thing going and all, but he's always welcome. Yeah. We love the guy. You know, we've got a long history together. He might come up there.
Yeah. Oh, well, that'll be good to see him. But if not, we're thrilled to see you, Don Barnes. Grant, so glad to have you on the show. Anything new coming up for 38 Special besides all these cities that you're touring? 100 shows a year. Wow.
Yeah, we're still doing it. Well, if you got Vanilla Ice open, maybe we can get Brittany to open. I don't know, but we've got our own studio here in Atlanta, and we have three projects going. We did a soundtrack for the whole band did a soundtrack for a movie called Super Troopers years ago, and it was kind of a funny cops movie and all that. But we were really enamored with getting kind of outside ourselves and being able to. You're right. They'll say, you know, they have a time code at the bottom of a film, and they'll say, we need 37 seconds of a car chase scene. We need some wild guitar music, and that's all they tell you. And so then you kind of jam around the room. They come up with something that lasts for 37 seconds, and you record that, and then you move down the timeline, and here's the makeout scene. It's going to go, you know, for 14 seconds. So you have some kind of sexy blues music, and then they want to segue into the police station, and you have a little interlude. So you see how that works. And anyway, you inch yourself through a two-hour movie, and it was really fun to do that. It was kind of liberating because you didn't have to – we did write a song called Trooper with an Attitude. It opens the movie. And we wrote that song in about 20 minutes. We figured it felt like – you know, nobody writes about getting stopped by the cops, you know. So it was all these – flashing blue lights and you're breaking out in a cold sweat and all that kind of thing. So it was fun to do that. Yeah, it was fun to do that. So we really like that idea. So we're kind of shopping some new soundtracks. People are looking at it, some things we can do. We have another project. We're taking some of the old classic songs and rearranging them, changing the keys, changing the rhythms, and making kind of an unplugged sort of thing out of them, but really taking poetic license with them and changing them around. Like Caught Up in You is kind of a world beat world beat song now. If I've Been the One is kind of a really beautiful ballad that came out, and it just the lyrics lend itself to a love song, you know, ballad and that kind of thing. So had a lot of fun doing that. That should be out pretty soon. And also working on a new album with just kind of a throwback of the old style and putting it out there. And Jim's going to be coming down, Jim Peterick, and we're all, you know, we're just having a good time and. You know, trying to keep our little niche in the world there going, and it's all been a good ride here.
Oh, that's so great to hear. What advice, Don, do you have for for people who want to form their own band. I mean, like we said, you guys have been together four decades. It's like a marriage, maybe even harder than that, because you've got
four or five people,
and then the crew.
Yeah, this band has lasted longer than several of the marriages and the members of the band. It is me and I kind of married to five other guys, you know. It is kind of, you find tolerance and all that, but the good thing about us, we still get along, which is, you know, it's pretty rare these days in bands, but it's mutual respect, you know, all the things that work in any kind of relationship, you know. But, you know, as far as advice, we've had young guys come up and say they got a little band and they want to try to get a record deal, and what advice? And I said, if you absolutely have to do it, you know, maybe you should, but if there's anything with a little more stability to fall back on, because people don't realize what sacrifice it takes. You have to sacrifice everything, your holidays and anniversaries and, you know, everything, because if you don't make it number one, somebody else is going to make their thing number one, and they're going to just steamroll right over you. So you have to, it's very highly competitive. You know, if you're a good songwriter and you can get out, of course, YouTube is a good channel for that kind of thing to get some songs on. But, you know, radio is very fractured these days. Record companies are closing down. So it's really hard to get any traction. And as for us, it wasn't overnight. It was 10 years of, you know, living out of a cooler with, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every day, and it's all driving one van and trying to get, you know, get your name out there and leave a mark, you know, and then get to the next town. And so it's not something, to be honest with you, I don't highly recommend it, but if it's, if you got it in your soul, you'll find an avenue. In our case, we were too stubborn to quit. A band is like a support group, and one guy gets down and says, I don't know if I can keep this up, and the other guys go, come on, man, you play great, you know, we're gonna be there, we're gonna make it, you know. And there are no guarantees. You can give 110%. There's still no guarantees. So I don't mean to scare any young guys out there, but it really is something that you have to make a commitment to say, I'm going to spend my lifetime doing this. So that's a hard thing to say, you know. So if I can always say, if you got good education, or if you're good with your hands or carpentry or just anything at all that's going to bring stability and a family and all that to you, you probably should just do that, and you know, play on the weekends. It's a good outlet, but don't try to eat from it, you know, because you're gonna it takes a long time, you know, because when we first got our first record deal, it was like we felt like, oh, we made it, you know. Well, that's just the beginning. You went through all the years of starvation, and just to get somebody to listen to you to sign a contract, that's like stepping into the you know, the National League in baseball. Now you get to play the game, the big boys game. Can you win? Can you do this? And a lot of people don't make it. They get the record contract, but then, you know, record company has to let them go a year or two later, you know. So that's a tough thing too.
Yeah.
We were in dire straits there for a while. We had the first three albums went over the cliff with no hope. We thought that there was, you know, we were going to bust the world wide open, but doesn't happen like that, and you just have to pick yourself up and dust yourself off and say, I really think we can make this happen. But it really is a lot of frustration too. So like I said, I hate to give that side, the darker side of it, but it's the truth, you know.
That's the reality of it. And like you said though, if, you know, music is, you gotta love it and do it on the weekends if that's
yeah,
you know,
there's a lot of great outlets.
That's right.
But there's
I
a lot of great outlets you can have.
Back in the 70s, Don, it was a lot harder to get noticed, and I think you guys worked a lot harder than new bands coming on today, because now these bands, they post them on YouTube and they can get exposure, you know, the click of a mouse, but you guys really, really had to, in the 70s and even in the 80s, you know, really work it and travel and give up a lot, so
we'd
your
be
music
lucky
is
that.
Timeless, and it's go ahead,
thank
I'm
you.
Sorry.
We'd be lucky enough to get on a four-act show. There'd be, you know, the headliner, and then he's got the one before him and the one before him, and we would get, like, 20 minutes. It's okay, you got 20 minutes, and you go on at 6:30, and it's in a bigger hall, and there might be 200 people in there, but, you know, a place that holds 8,000. There might be 200 people in there, but we're going on there, and we are going after those 200 people. Because we want those people to go, oh, you missed it. You missed the opening act. They were really good. And then the next day you'd have a little bit of a one sentence and a write-up, and you, wow, maybe this will make a difference. And, you know, it hardly ever did. It was a long struggle, a long way. you know. So
yeah.
If you can, like, well, you said, YouTube would have been very, very popular, very, very instrumental back then. Yeah.
Yeah. Were there any highlights for you, any tours, any shows that stand out for you that really have a special place in your heart?
We have so many great memories. You know, there's some really kind of crappy memories, too, but we have some great times. You know, we opened for Kiss back in the 70s, and it was their big year. They made like $400 million or something that year, and it was the biggest, you know, big splash when they first came out. We were the opening act, and we were, you know, pretty much fish out of water. You know, you got all the grease paint and the bat wings and all that stuff following us. And we're out there. Some of these guys had cowboy hats on and everything, but the radio stations used to have a Kiss face contest. So the fans would get their grease paint and paint their face like their favorite Kiss member. So we'd go out there to open the show, and the first 80 rows is nothing but Kiss faces looking back at you. So it was like like a Twilight Zone, you know.
Wow, that would stand out in my mind as one of the highlights of shows, things that I've done in four decades.
Yeah, and it was every city, too. So every city had these Kiss face contests. We'd go out there and see grease paint for 100 rows, you know. But there were times later on there within the Meadowlands, we were still trying to hit the Northeast and, you know, create a fan base. And you're always trying to hit these cities and come back and keep coming back. AC/DC opened for us. The first time they came from Australia, they were like in tears because they pretty much trashed them off the stage. People didn't like them. And I told Angus then, I said, I know you guys are over here the first time, but you got to keep hitting these cities. Don't let it get you down. Keep hammering. Well, they went on to be rock gods, you know. It's like, you know, good advice paid off. But Meadowlands, we were going to go on there and headline. We wanted to headline the Meadowlands finally. And, you know, a band has managers and accountants and handlers and things. And they said, you know, really, it's at 23,000 people. You don't really want to go into a hall and maybe only fill a third of it or a half of it, you know, because it looks bad business-wise. And, you know, and we thought, no, we really think we've been up there that many times. We can bring those people in there. We'll do all the promotion. We'll do everything. And they said, well, okay, so let me tell you, we went in there and 23,000 people came out to see us. And that was a big triumph for us. And we told them all, we told you so, we knew they'd be there. So that was a big moment, big pivotal time for us that it really had, now this is, you know, 15, 18 years later in our struggle. So it was a big moment for us, and we were very triumphant that night.
Wow, look at that. Wow, look at all these years you guys are still going strong, still drawing the crowds. Anything you want to say to your fans coming out to, or listening and coming out to Kankakee Barbecue Fest? That is July 11th, a Friday night, 10 o'clock, 38 special. We've been talking to Don Barnes here, who's an amazing rock vocalist and guitarist for this iconic, legendary American band. Don,
wow.
It's been so great to talk to you. So what do you want to say to your fans before?
I need to call in more often. Amazing and iconic. Wow. No, I just want to say we appreciate everybody making us a part of their lives all these years. And everybody knows 38 Special brings that party to the people. And you can get out there and escape and sing along and clap and, you know, holler and yell. And wake the kids, phone the neighbors. We're going to have a large time. Everybody make it out there.
Fantastic. All right, we're really looking forward to it, Don. Don, thanks so much for calling into the Dolly McCarthy Show. Great talking to you.
Thank you, Dolly. It's my pleasure.
Keep on making the music. We'll see you on the 11th.
You keep rocking. All right.
Thanks so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Don't miss this show, folks. Friday, July 11th. I'll be out there, 10 o'clock, in Kankakee, Illinois. It's the Kankakee Park District Barbecue Festival. And before 38 Special will be Vanilla Ice, and some Journey cover band will be there. Not Journey, a cover band, though. So we'll look forward to that. So exciting, so thrilled to be able to see 38 Special live and on stage in less than 1 month. Stay tuned. There's more to come on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Kankakee Valley Park District presents Barbecue Fest 2014 featuring 38 Special.
Vanilla Ice.
About a pickup man.
And John Hardy.
July 10th through 12th at River Road Park in Kankakee. Brought to you by Central Bank, Pepsi, Miller Lite, and the Kankakee County Visitors Bureau. Order tickets at 815-939-1311. For more details, log on to kvpd.com.
Hey, you want to run in the Fox Valley Marathon on Sunday, September 21st, and help support abused and neglected within the juvenile court system? Coxsackie County is proud to be a charity partner for the Fox Valley Marathon again this year, and the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of Coxsackie County. So, of course, we're going to support everything that they support. Check out the Fox Valley Marathon. That's Sunday, September 21st. Make a donation of $100 to Coxsackie County and receive a discount code for 50% off your registration fee. To make your gift and receive your special marathon code, please contact Lauren Egan, at LEGAN at CoxsackieCounty.org or call 630-444-3108. Causapalooza, the Dolly McCarthy Show, is the proud sponsor of Causapalooza. It is a fantastic event that's happening on Sunday, August 24th, provided to you by I Support Community. Check out isupportcommunity.org. This event is from 11:30 until 3:30 on Sunday, August 24th. At the VFW Hall in downtown Naperville. Causapalooza is a family-friendly community event, and they expect to have a lot of families there, so they're looking for sponsors to support this event. If you're interested, contact isupportcommunity.org. Check out their website, and there'll be plenty of their charity partners there in attendance, giving families there an opportunity to learn about these wonderful non-for-profit organizations. Sponsorship is a great way to show your support for the community, our charity partners, and I Support Community. Again, Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of this event. I will be there. Look for me. Come and join me. It's going to be a great time. August 24th. Mark those calendars. All right. Well, I apologize. My recorded interview with Joe Diffie had some audio problems there. I'm going to try it one more time. If it doesn't work, we are going to go and move on here. Well, actually, you know what I'm going to do? Changing. I'm making an executive decision. I'm going to go and take we're going to talk to Bew D'Arcy. He is a local guy. He grew up in Plainfield, so he's close. His family's close to me. I'm out here in Naperville. But so he's a local guy. If you're listening in the Chicagoland area, he went to Plainfield. Wow, really impressive resume for this young man who is behind a project that you may have heard about in the news in Chicago if you're living in the Chicagoland area or outside the Chicagoland area. You may have heard about this. It's a very unique project. It's called Breakwater Chicago, and it's a floating entertainment venue that will sit remotely offshore in the summer months. I don't know what they'll do in the winter months. I bet it's still going to be there. Maybe this is a typo in their press release. It's going to provide a destination for boaters and a place where non-boaters can join the boating community on Lake Michigan via text. Water taxi. Oh, here we go. And in the winter months, the vessel will be tugged into shore and enclosed with a clear dome, providing a warm poolside environment all year round. Can you imagine that? That sounds like a really fun place to be. But I wonder if there's some controversy about this. Let's talk to Bew D'Arcy. Bew, are you with me?
Hey, Dolly, this is Bo.
Are you there?
How you doing?
Oh, it's Bo. Sorry, Bo. I had Bew down here. We do things right here on this show. Hey, tell us about your project.
Well, thanks for having me on, Dolly. I appreciate it. Breakwater was a solution to a couple of problems that I was working on here in Chicago. The first being that a lot of my friends here in the city would kill to be out on a boat, on a friend's boat in the summertime, and unfortunately didn't have a friend with a boat, so they were trying to find a way to get out there. Some friends even trying to swim from shore to get out to where the boaters all hang out because they didn't have any other way to get out there. And then the other piece was to provide kind of a local destination for the boating community. We have a ton of boaters here, and there's just no place really for them to go locally. And Breakwater became the solution for both of those.
Now, when you started this, how did you launch this? You had some sort of a campaign. Where can people check out this launch of this campaign? It was recently set off.
Right. So we did our public announcement for the project on June 10th, and simultaneously we launched a crowdfunding campaign on a website called Kickstarter. And if you go to breakwaterchicago.com, it will take you to that page, and you can check out a really cool video that we produced. And you can even donate to help make this project come to reality. And we set out with a goal to raise $30,000 in that campaign over 30 days. And we ended up raising $30,000 in about 36 hours. So we just have been overwhelmed by all the positive support for Breakwater.
Wow. And what do people say about this, the people that are supporting you? What do they say about it? What do they love about it?
It seems like the wintertime is actually becoming a really big interest of folks, and you mentioned it as well. People in Chicago, especially this past winter with the polar vortex, we were just desperate to find any place to get some refuge from the wintertime. And apart from flying down to Miami or to go to Mexico, there really aren't any good options locally. And so by enclosing our venue in a clear dome, you can actually lay out the pool. It'll be heated to 75 or 80 degrees, and you can still see the city, and you can even work on a suntan in the wintertime on a sunny day in January.
Getting a sunburn in January, that's something different in Chicago. So how many people are going to be able to go on this entertainment? What would you call it? Is it a vessel? What is it exactly?
Yep,
is
yeah.
What is it?
It is a vessel. It's we call it an entertainment, floating entertainment destination, but it is a vessel. And the capacity numbers that we're projecting right now are about 2,850 people at a time. So
wow.
it's a big space, plenty big enough to accommodate the huge. Exactly.
Tell me, like, for people not familiar with numbers. You know, sometimes people, you know, they understand that we don't have any math on this show. We got to break it down. When people are looking at this vessel, is it comparable to looking at a cruise ship? What's the size? And you know, and with that, does that spark the controversy at all? Is there any controversy or any cons to this that people have said to you? You know, just put it all out there, Bo.
The vessel design right now is 300 feet long and 100 feet wide, which is roughly the size of a football field, if that's a good sense of scale. And
Okay. Yeah. It
has a couple of levels on there, so there is some additional space and some roof deck space. And that was one thing that folks had questions on. They were curious, you know, a football field, that sounds fairly large. How is that going to affect the rest of the boaters on the lake and the use of the lake? And I know you said there wouldn't be any math, but I'm an engineer, so I got to throw a couple numbers out there. So the vessel is, the total size of the vessel is 30,000 square feet, the footprint, and the area in the Chicago Harbor is 250 acres. So it's like an entire farm worth of space out on the water, and we take up 0.25% of that space. So we're just a tiny little drop in the bucket out there.
Mm-hmm. So visually, the impact on people's lake views won't be, will have little impact, basically what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah, we're about half as tall as some of the dinner cruise boats that operate out around the lake already, so we really mm-hmm. wouldn't have any visual impact to the, mm-hmm. the lakeshore view out on Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is very impressive, and it's very unique. Has there ever been a project like this ever presented to the city? Are you going through city right now, the city of Chicago, through getting permits and the council getting permission? Do you have to do that, or is it a different route that you got to go through?
Yeah, so on the lake, it's actually combined jurisdiction between the city of Chicago, the state of Illinois, and at a federal level as well through the Coast Guard.
Okay.
So the Coast Guard helps us on the design side and safety operations of the vessel. The state does a couple of permits for food service and for the pool. We will have a large swimming pool out there, believe it or not. And then the city of Chicago has a vessel permit as well that we'll need to carry. And we've been working with and presenting the project to all of those agencies just to make sure they're aware of the project and to get their feedback early on. And at this point, we haven't received any opposition from those decision makers. So we have the confidence to continue forward and keep pushing the project.
Mm-hmm. Has there ever been any other project like this presented that you know of?
Not that I know of in Chicago, although we did find floating swimming pools in New York City and Baltimore and Berlin, and there's one in Istanbul that we found. It's called Suada, and it's a floating platform, sits offshore like we will. It's got an Olympic swimming pool. They have 7 restaurant concepts at their venue and an event space as well. So that became the benchmark for us to deliver here in the U.S. and in Chicago.
Now, are you personally the brains behind this, or did you have other – you said your background is engineering. Did you come up with this, or did you have a team and you're just leading this effort?
It was an idea that I came up with. First came up with it in 2009 and have been working on it full-time for a little over 2 years now, and have brought on a couple of great partners, Ashvin Ladd and Liz Bell. And they've been helping on the finance side and on the permitting and governmental relations side, and just have been a huge support to the team. And we've got a great list of architects and engineers and general contractors, and it's just been really fun to watch all of these folks help us along the way, and now I think feel a sense of pride with all of the support that we've received in the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. How's the support been from the city, the state, and the feds with this project? Or they
there's been a lot of interest, as you can imagine. There's been a lot of interest. Folks seem to be impressed that we've really got our ducks in a row. We've done 2 years' worth of homework, so this project has been really well thought out and planned, and we've seen all of the tripping points, and we've worked on solutions for all of those. And so I think there's a great amount of interest, and at this point, as I mentioned, there has not been any opposition to the project. And that being said, we obviously will have to go through the full permitting process over the next year as we look to deliver this thing for next summer.
Okay, so you've had a great successful start. How much more money do you need to make this actually happen? And realistically, Bo, what are the chances of this happening financially?
The total project budget is a little under $23 million, so it is a big project, and the Kickstarter is obviously a nice spark that helps to ignite the rest of the funding process. We've also been meeting with private investors over the last several months as well, and we're in the process of closing our first round of funding for $1 million right now, and as we complete that funding round, that'll allow us to do all of the design work for the vessel and get it ready to construction. And then we'll need to raise another round of capital at the end of this summer. And if those two things happen and we have a great deal of confidence that both will, we should be able to get this thing floating out on the lake for mid-next summer.
Really? That quickly? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes between 12 and 14 months to build it and get it out there.
Wow. That's pretty quick. All those people that pledged early on, are those going to be the VIPs, the lifetime members? What's the minimum?
Yeah, we had our lifetime VIP member cards sold out pretty fast on Kickstarter. We actually released a handful of other ones, and those sold out in about 10 minutes. So that was a hot commodity, but we still have a bunch of great rewards.
Okay.
Yeah. And people can pledge as little as $1, and $10 is a popular level for a free pass to Breakwater. But then I think a good one for you, Dolly, is the ability to be the one that smashes the champagne bottle on the side of the vessel to christen it when we roll it into the lake.
Is that an invite? Are you inviting me to do that? Or do I have to pledge $30,000 to do that? Maybe I could get Donald Trump to sponsor me.
Now you're talking. It's a deal at $10,000 on Kickstarter.
I would imagine with a project like this, that might catch the attention of the Donald. Have you heard from him?
We have not heard from Mr. Trump. We've had phone calls from investors in L.A. and New York and other cities as well, but right now most of our investors are local folks here in Illinois and in Chicago, and they want to see this happen for their city.
Yeah. Well, it sounds really exciting, very unique, and who wouldn't want to lay by a heated pool in the middle of January and get a sunburn? I'm all in. All right, Paul,
we'd love
to
have you.
I would love it. Where can people go to get more information? Do you have a website?
Yep, breakwaterchicago.com. We'll take you to the Kickstarter page. There's a great video, a ton of background information, and some pretty cool rewards on there as well.
Okay, sounds good. Well, good luck to you, and keep us posted on the project, would you? And let me know if you need me to break the champagne bottle on the side of the vessel. I'm sure I'll be available.
I will absolutely do that, Dolly. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Have a good one. Thanks, Bo, for stopping by. Bye-bye. Good luck to you.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Sounds like a pretty cool project, if you ask me. Bo Darcy, he's from Plainfield, Illinois. He attended Harvard Business School. He interned for the Venetian in Las Vegas. Probably should have said this when he was on the line, but I'm just glancing over his resume. Pretty darn impressive. He attended the Rose Holman Institute of Technology for Mechanical Engineering in Indiana, and he worked as an engineer and project manager at Eli Lilly in Indianapolis, blah, 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 blah. Very impressive. So I don't know. It's worth a shot. It's worth a checkup. It's worth to look at and look into something different and unique. And, you know, I love Chicago. Grew up, born and raised on the northwest side. And the lake is just, you know, stunning. You don't want anything to obstruct the views of the lake. But it sounds like this is not the case. It might be just a really fun thing, like you said, similar in size to some of those dinner cruise boats that are out there. So anyway, worth checking out. Check out breakwaterchicago.com. They didn't pay me to have, I mean, he didn't pay me at all to have him on the show. I just thought this was a really interesting concept and worth looking into. And yeah, I would have fun, you know, smashing that champagne bottle on the side of the vessel. Who wouldn't?
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, I'm sorry. I was going to bring you that fun interview that I had yesterday. I had to record it with Joe Diffie. I don't know. I got some problems with the audio. I'm going to get that fixed up, and I'm going to bring it to you next week. Joe Diffie is in town. You heard from Don Barnes, 38 Special. He's going to be at Kankakee Barbecue Fest. Well, Joe Diffie is going to be there, too, on Saturday, July 12th. So we got 38 Special on Friday night, and then Joe Diffie, a bunch of country singers. John Pardee, he was on the show last week. John Pardee is a country singer. Joe Diffie, and then Dustin Lynch, another huge country singer, will be there that same night. The big country night on July 12th at the Kankakee Park District Barbecue Fest. I will bring you Joe Diffie's interview next week. Sorry about that. What a bummer. Who would have thunk? All right. We will have to take – we're going to go on to Michelle Lynn Gus. Yeah, we got it. It's coming. You know what? Michelle is traveling across the country, and we recorded our interview when she stopped off in Naperville. And so I have like about a minute of me waiting for Michelle to pick up and talk to me. I'm eating wasabi peas. Yeah, you might hear me crunching, or you can hear me shuffling papers while I was waiting for her to pick up the line. So I'm going to be talking while we have this dead air for the next 10 seconds. But Michelle is in Niagara Falls, and we've got her Good Inspiration segment coming up in about 6 seconds. Yeah, that's the beauty of the show. Sometimes I mostly do it live, as you know, but then I record it. So anyway, want some good inspiration, listen in
now. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, now it's time for our Good Inspiration segment. Michelle Lynn Gus joins us now to talk about getting out of our routines and how it can be a source of inspiration for us. Hey there, Michelle.
Hi, Dolly.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. It's a good day to break out of your routine, isn't it?
It's always a good day to break out of your routine. You know what the thing is most of us don't realize we need to do it.
We need to.
And I have been forced out of my routine because I'm traveling for several weeks by car, basically across America. And that's what really opened my eyes to it because I had made some changes in my routine a couple months ago, starting to write early in the morning and doing some other things. And then suddenly it was like, oh, I have to leave and be out of my routine. But I realized those first few days on the road made a huge difference because it really changes your outlook. And you start to see, not only do you see things differently, but you start to see things you may not have seen. And you also find inspiration. and various things. But I don't mean that everybody needs to go out and run out and go on a road trip, because that's not always possible. But it's just finding different ways to change up the routine. We like our routine. We can get very stuck in our routine. And then we think that we can't change it. We think that we're stuck in it, and we're really not. It's just up to us to figure out how to change it. And I always talk about that it's not about making huge changes. It's about slowly starting. And it may be like getting up a few minutes earlier to take some more time for yourself. And that's not easy. Believe me, I do get up early, but I don't like to get up early. But I know that getting up a few minutes earlier gives me some more quiet time that I may not get once the phone starts to ring and work starts and all that. And so that could be something that people can do, or just maybe starting an exercise routine in the morning or later in the day, but just finding something during the day that's different. Or if you have the time, maybe on a weekend, just kind of dropping everything and saying, hey, let's go for a drive. Let's go explore somewhere we've never been. There's always lots of that to do, too.
Well, for young moms that are listening, this is something that I know very, very well, routine. You're always in a routine with the kids, napping, lunch, play date. You got everything on the schedule, and so it becomes a routine. And sometimes, not just for inspiration, to create happy memories with your children. I used to have a strict bedtime with my kids, but in the summer months and sometimes in the winter months around Christmas time, we would just stay up late and stay outside playing freeze tag or Mother May I and red light, green light. And it was like 10:30 at night, and and I knew the neighbors were like, what is Dolly doing out there with her children? They're so young, they should be in bed. But you know what? No one ever complained. But the point is that we have great memories because of that. And had I stuck to my routine every day with them, we wouldn't have had those memories, you know. And maybe that inspired my kids. It inspired me to get to bed or to stay in bed a little longer the next day. But maybe it inspired my kids in some way, I hope, you know.
Well, and the other thing is it may inspire them when they have children and they have their own families. And like, hey, we used to do this. And when they go through that, because you have several girls, and when they're moms, then they may be like, hey, I need to gather a teen. Well, this is what my mom did with us.
Well, for us, for me anyway, it's all about the fun. And so breaking out of routine sounds like more fun in your life. So if you want more fun, sometimes you do have to break out of that routine and just be spontaneous and just do it, as they say. And it will inspire you probably with what you do in your routine. Maybe you start to do your routine differently or something like that.
I think
that's really good advice. I love it.
Yesterday I played in a charity golf outing, and it was really hard because I didn't get to do my writing, because it was the first time actually I had played 18 holes, and I did a short talk, and it was a great experience. And you know, it was something I had never done before, but consequently I had to give up. I'm a very routine person. I had to give up a few things, like I didn't get a chance to blog, I didn't get a chance to do my writing. But that's exactly it. It's about making those changes, because if you don't have life experiences, that doesn't give you memories, but also you need things that inspire you to do other things or to bring you other opportunities, you know, connecting with people, and you never know what's going to come from those types of things.
Absolutely, for sure. Well, this was a good topic this week, especially it's summertime, and it's time to break out of the routines, for sure.
It is.
Good reminder.
It is, and summer's still early.
Good reminder. So where are you headed to next on your travels?
Niagara Falls.
Have you ever been there? I love Niagara Falls.
I have. I have not been there since I was about 12, so it's been about 30 years. Just hard to believe.
It may look a little smaller, or it may look a little bit more scary or grander. You know, my parents went there for their honeymoon. I think a lot of couples did that
too.
In the 50s for their honeymoons.
And the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really a neat place, and it is almost like you step back in time a little, because I looked at the old videos of my parents' honeymoon. They have videos of their honeymoon pictures of that, and it's like, wow, yeah, that's still the same. It's a little bit more touristy, but it's still very beautiful there. They've done a great job. At least I don't know about – I was on the Canadian side, I have to say. That's where I was. I never went on the American side. Maybe for a second
we
did.
No, my family, my parents are very adamant. We don't spend. We go to the Canadian side. And what's interesting is I Googled last night the Maid of the Mist. They do not have the Maid of the Mist on the Canadian side anymore. That's just American. They have a new tour operator on the Canadian side. And I'm like, how can we not have the Maid of the Mist? I'm not going on the American side. Oh. The Canadian side. We'll be going to Hornblower, Niagara Cruises instead of the Maid of the Mist.
Well, I think I'm starting to lose you. You must be walking away with your cell phone somewhere. I'm starting to lose you, Michelle. Can you hear us?
No, I can hear you. I'm not moving anywhere.
Well, you're starting to break up a little in your travels. Well, enjoy Niagara Falls and safe travels to you. And thanks for the good inspiration today about breaking out of our routines to have some fun and inspire ourselves, too, at the same time. Really good. Okay, we're looking forward to talking to you next week. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Dolly.
Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
And with that, it's time now to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And please, if you haven't done so already, follow the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Or like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Got the two mixed up. Wonder why. I would love to hear from you. Send me messages, ideas for shows, guest ideas. If you have a non-for-profit that we haven't featured yet on the show, drop us a line. Let us know. If you know someone, a person doing an extraordinary thing, let us know. We want to hear from you. We love to hear your feedback. All right. Thanks so much for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Have a great week, everybody. Be good to each other. And thanks again for listening.
It's the Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
So nice, I got you.